Track 7 and more news stories. Reform councillor stirs outrage with comment. A Newton Abbott Reform UK councillor has sparked outrage over a comment he made on social media supporting techniques used in the US to tackle illegal immigrants. Mick Cockerham, County Councillor for Newton Abbott South, has been blasted for his post, which critics say openly calls for violence. There have been calls for him to resign over the post made on Facebook of Reform UK's Newton Abbott branch. Under a picture of Sadiq Khan, the London Mayor, apparently stating Nigel Farage, the leader of Reform UK nationally, would bring an ICE-style crackdown to Britain, Councillor Cockerham added, "Here's hoping we might see the same ICE correction techniques for woke interfering lefties." The post has since been deleted, and Councillor Cockerham said his comments were about immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, techniques surrounding deporting illegal immigrants, and stressed he would want nobody physically hurt or in any removals. His comments follow incidents in the US involving ICE, most recently after two US citizens in Minnesota were shot dead by ICE agents amid ongoing efforts to deport illegal immigrants. But furious councillors say his comments are in bad taste, unacceptable and dangerous. It's understood members of the public have also contacted Devon County Council officers to complain. Lib Dem councillor for Cholmondeley and Lanky, Ed Tildesley, has written to Devon's reform leader, Councillor Michael Fife Cook, asking that Councillor Cockerham, Newton Abbott South, resign over the matter. There have been further claims that Councillor Cockerham's comments bring Devon County Council into disrepute. Councillor Tildesley said, "To express hope that such techniques might be applied to woke interfering lefties is not political debate or robust rhetoric. It is language that implicitly endorses, trivialises or encourages violence against people defined by their political views." Speaking to the Mid Devon Advertiser, Councillor Fife Cook said he would speak to Councillor Cockerham about his use of language and ask him to be more cautious. But Councillor Fife Cook commented that there had been a lot of hate towards reform councillors in the council chamber. Councillor Cockerham said before leaving the country for several weeks, "I will stress I want nobody physically hurt in any removals, but I will accept there will be upset and resistance from the left as clearly shown already. Reform will seem to a few to be the bad guys, and if you support deportations, you'll always upset some. I imagine when we adopt a similar system, our techniques should be as good as the American system. Detain, detect and deport." Councillor Tildesley argued the comments normalised the idea that violence is an appropriate response to political disagreement. He said, "It brings the office of councillor and your group as a whole into disrepute. A reasonable member of the public would be entitled to conclude that such remarks undermine public trust in local government and raise serious questions about whether all residents can expect to be treated with dignity, fairness and safety by those elected to represent them." Councillor Cockerham's comments demonstrate a profound lack of judgment that is incompatible with the role of a county councillor.
Storm Ingrid infiltrates RNI lifeboat station. Tynwith Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the RNNI, has revealed that its historic lifeboat station was another casualty of Storm Ingrid after high winds, heavy rain and rough seas lashed the town over the weekend. While the tractor, lifeboat and operational life-saving equipment are all safe, the lifeboat crew's rest area and operational back office sustained damage from the storm. This is usually where our chart tables are located and computer equipment plus seating for the crew. The flooring suffered water damage and some furniture and electric equipment too, our spokesman from the Tynwith RNI said. Thankfully, the damage is mainly cosmetic rather than structural. The spokesman added the station is continuing to operate but on a restricted service while repairs are carried out. Inspections and repair work are ongoing and we hope to be back as fully operational as soon as possible and are looking at the options available to make this happen as quickly as we can. With stormy conditions still forecast, Tim Murthaugh LNI is urging everyone to take extra care and follow safety advice to stay unharmed when visiting the coast.
Police to hold surgery in Chudley. Police will be holding a community surgery in Chudley in February. Members of Ashburton and Chudley policing team will be at Chudley Town Hall on Thursday, February the 19th. Officers will be on hand from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Rest Centre, which is located inside the Town Hall. A spokesperson for the team said, "It's a chance for you to tell us about your concerns, to report crime or antisocial behaviour, and to ask about crime prevention advice, and to ask about how to keep yourself safe. If you are unable to attend, please don't forget that you can report crime on our website."
Doreen, 84, makes a splash. A care home resident in Newton Abbott has taken the plunge to try a new way to stay active. Doreen Proctor, 84, who lives at St Bennet's Court, has been making waves after trying out the hydro pool at the Hydro Hub at Seal Hain. Doreen, who lives with osteoarthritis and is not a confident swimmer, decided to give the hydro pool a try. She said, "I was so nervous at first, but the carer reassured me and supported me all the way. The water was so warm and relaxing and made me feel confident enough to swim on my own. I absolutely loved it and would highly recommend it." A spokesman said, "We've been thinking outside the box when it comes to activities that support mind, body and soul. The hydro pool, which accommodates people with disabilities, has been a huge success."
Visitors urged to brush up on navigation skills. Visitors to Dartmoor are being urged to ensure they know how to use a map and a compass and that they wear the appropriate clothing for the time of year after a volunteer search and rescue team was called to help find a group of people that got lost at the weekend. 11 Dartmoor search and rescue volunteers from Ashburton took part in the operation at the end of last month after three people were reported to be lost in the vicinity of Eastern Whiteborough above Shipley Bridge on Dartmoor. The team quickly mobilised with one 4x4 rescue vehicle sent towards the Zeal tramway and two 4x4 vehicles headed towards the Puffin Billy track. Phone contact with the lost party meant the search and rescue team could provide advice on the best route to descend. After some initial confusion, the group picked up the Zeal tramway track and followed it until they met the search and rescue team. They were then given a lift to Shipley Bridge and the search and rescue volunteers were stood down at 4:30. This call out serves as a reminder of the importance of knowing how to use a map and compass and what clothing and equipment is appropriate for Dartmoor in January, said a spokesman from the Dartmoor search and rescue team. In less than 4 weeks of the 2026, the Ashburton-based team has already been called out five times.
Duo tackle London Run for epilepsy awareness. A 20-year-old woman who deals with daily epileptic seizures is taking on the London Landmarks Half Marathon this spring to raise awareness about the condition. Macy Williamson, who was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of three, hopes to prove that those with disabilities, whether visible or invisible, can still achieve their goals while raising money for Epilepsy Action. "As I've had epilepsy for the majority of my life, I know the importance of charities and organisations being there to help you," Macy said. "My aim throughout this is to make other people with epilepsy proud and to represent us," she said. She will be running the 13.1 miles with her dad, Ben Williamson. Both are familiar figures at Buckland Athletic Football Club. Macy is a matchday hospitality assistant at the club's home ground, Homer's Heath, while former first team captain Ben manages the girls' under 18 side, which includes Macy's sister Liv among the players. Macy and Ben have already smashed their original £700 fundraising target and are keen to raise as much money as they can for Epilepsy Action.